Welcome to Torah Imecha Nafhyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be learning Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Zayin, Chapter 27. Following the somewhat unsatisfying resolution of the conflict between Shaul and David in yesterday's Perek, during which the encounter engineered by David once again proved that David bore Shaul no ill will and would not harm him, but we can't say the same of Shaul, who articulated remorse but made no promises regarding, or no concrete promises regarding the future, leaving David feeling insecure. Pasuk Aleph, first verse of our chapter today, Vayomer David el libo, Ata esafe yom echad biyad Shaul, Ein li tov ki hi malet imalet el eretz plishtim, Vino ashmi meni Shaul levaksheni od bechol gvul Yisrael, Vinimlatti miyado. David said to himself, I may well perish one day at the hand of Shaul. There is no better option for me than to escape to the land of the Plishtim, where Shaul will despair of pursuing me within the borders of Israel, and I might escape his clutches. And David arose, accompanied by 600 men, and crossed the border to Achish, king of Gath. Radak articulates the question that must be bothering all of us at this point. Why would David return to Gath when he was endangered there once before, to the point that he had to feign madness in order to escape? He suggests that the last time David had gone to Gath in disguise, in a vulnerable position, and was endangered when he was recognized. This time, he arrived in a position of strength, accompanied by 600 men. He arrived as a declared enemy of Shaul, who was now the mutual enemy of David and of Achish, and Achish welcomed him as an ally. Thus, Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Vayeshev David im Achish begat, hu ve'anashav, ish uveito, David ushtei nashav, Achinoam ha-Yisraelit, v'Avigail eshet naval ha-Karmelit. David resided with Achish in Gat. He, his men, each with his entire household, David and his two wives, Achinoam of Israel and Abigail, the former wife of Nabal the Carmelite, and the fact that all 600 men brought their entire families attests to the fact that this is not merely a temporary stopover. They're going to be there for a while. Da'at Sofrim further notes that the arrival of Abigail attests to her prophetic approval of David's decision to leave the land of Israel. Pasuk Dalid, Vayugad l'Shaul ki varach David gat, velo yasaf od levaksho. It seems that David's plan worked. It was told to Shaul that David had run away to Gat, and Shaul ceased pursuing him. Apparently, Shaul was not willing to risk going to war with the Plishtim in order to pursue David. Alternatively, as long as David is outside the borders of Israel, he's not a threat to Shaul's kingship. So therefore, he no longer pursued him. Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Vayomer David el Achish, Im na matzati chen be'enecha, yitnu li makom ba'achat arei ha-sadeh, ve'eshva sham, ve'lama yeshev avdecha bi'ir ha-mamlacha imach. David said to Achish, if I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in one of the towns in the countryside, and I will live there. Why should your servant live with you in the capital city? According to Rashi, David is implying that he doesn't wish to be a burden on Achish. He's brought a large number of people with him, and all of them had to be accommodated with their entire households. Certainly this would be burdensome on the palace staff. So send us out to the countryside where we will occupy a town of our own and take care of ourselves. Malbim suggests that David is afraid that the Plishtim might come to be suspicious of him, as the Plishtim had become suspicious of Yitzchak Avinu when he enjoyed success among them after seeking refuge in their country during a time of famine. Therefore, David now asks the king's permission to settle in a rural area, away from the settled areas of the Plishtim, that they might not have to interact with one another. So Achish gave him the city of Tziklag, and therefore Tziklag remains as a city belonging to the kings of Yehuda until today. Radak points out that Tziklag had been mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua as a city in the territory of Yehuda. Thus, it must have been captured by the Plishtim and was now returned to David. Today, meaning in our day, there are a couple of mounds that are potentially identified with Siklag. We don't have a definite identification. It's in the southern portion of the tribe of Yehuda. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7, Vayhi mispar hayamim asher yashav David bistei plishtim yamim ve'arba'a chodashim. And David remained in the fields of the plishtim for several days and 4 months. The chronology here is difficult to establish with certainty. Some of the commentators suggest that yamim means 2 days, since two is the minimum plural number. The difficulty with that explanation is that ordinarily, if it meant 4 months and 2 days, months would precede days. Others suggest that it means a year or two, although meaning like yamim, a year or two, and 4 months, although either of those explanations would be difficult to reconcile with what we learned earlier in the Sefer, that Shaul only reigned for 2 years. Malbim reconciles the difficulty with the first opinion by suggesting that David remained with Achish in Gat for a few days and then spent 4 months in Tziklag. David now enacted a subterfuge that allowed him to convince Achish of his loyalty to him while helping the members of his own tribe. While in Tziklag, David conducted raids upon the Geshuri and the Gizri and the Amaleki, who inhabited the land from Shur to the Egyptian border, and who had been plaguing the people of Yehuda. David conquered the land, not allowing any man or woman to remain alive, and taking sheep, cattle, donkeys, camels, and clothing as spoils, and bringing them to Achish. Achish would ask, "Where have you plundered today?" And David would reply, "The Negev, the southern region of Yehuda, and the Negev of the Yerachmeeli, or the Negev of the Keni." And David left no one alive who could come to Gat and refute his account. Thus, Achish believed David, thinking, "Wow, he has really come to abhor his people Israel, and he will be my servant forever." In this short perek, we may learn several important points about David and his developing leadership abilities. First, the decision to willingly exile himself and his family speaks to his concern for the people of Israel, whose elite army units were being drafted by Shaul to pursue David, which distracted them from their primary responsibility of protecting the country. David's use of his diplomatic abilities to recover the city of Tziklag from the Plishtim is regarded by the Navi as a significant achievement, allowing this city to remain in the hands of the Davidic kings for all the remaining days of the monarchy. And finally, David's ability to use his own period of exile to benefit the people of Yehuda is highlighted by the raids he conducted on those who had been persecuting them, cementing his reputation in Israel as one who would put the needs of the nation before his own. Thank you for learning together Le'ilui Nishmot Imhotenu HaYikarot, Esther Oppenheimer Alea Shalom and Sarah Schenker Alea Shalom, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations.